Hey, girl.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Welcome back to another episode of Girl. And today we have a very special guest again. And this guest is Sarah Catherine Bundy, Ted Bundy's daughter. Because they look alike. I'm just kidding. But yeah.
I'm back again and I'm so excited. I think this is my, third episode?
Yep.
So, yay.
Yay. So in this episode, we're going to be telling some spooky stories in honor of Halloween, and we got to get it spooky up in here. So prepare to be scared or nervous or anything. So,
yeah. And Amaya and I each picked out two spooky stories, I think. Well, mine are campfire vibes. But we haven't told them to each other yet. So it's gonna be our first reactions. So just make sure you're not alone in your house, because get ready to be scared.
Oh god. Okay, I'm excited. Okay. Do you wanna Okay, so we're gonna go ahead and jump into personal problem time. You go first.
Okay. So this isn't necessarily a problem, but I'm just going to continue talking about my school saga. Oh. I can't remember. I think the last thing I said was how I still had a 17 in AP research. Well, due to that, I actually transferred schools. So I was so struggling with online school and it just wasn't for me. I have ADHD, which makes it hard enough in regular school, but with the online school, it's not like a self-motivation thing. It's just like a procrastination, and I'm not in a working environment, being home all day. It was just affecting my mental health. And see, that's the thing is, if I was oh my God. Sorry, my eye just started twitching really fast. What?
That's so weird.
That was the weirdest thing I've ever experienced. Holy cow. Anyways, so yeah, after 1,000 mental breakdowns, I was you know what? Maybe I should consider going to school where I can be in person. And so I toured and I tested for this school and I got in. And so I started this week on Tuesday, and it's been really good so far. Honestly, it's been weird because I'm a senior, so it's weird transferring senior year, and I'll graduate with these people, but not with the people I've gone to school with all 3 years of high school so far. I have to sneeze. But yeah, so it's not necessarily a problem, but more of an update of just what's going on in my life. And actually, this week wasn't even a real week because I started on Tuesday, like I said. But Tuesday, all the seniors were taking the ACT, so I just kind of sat in the office the whole day. It was so boring. And then Wednesday, we had a senior superlative lunch at this really fancy restaurant. And so, I had school, but then we, went on the buses to go to this lunch. And then Thursday was a half day. So I haven't even had a real – oh, and Friday we had off. So I haven't even had a real, first day yet. But I was really nervous. But I've started to make friends, and hopefully next week will be really good. What's your personal problem, Amaya?
I don't think I have one this week.
Wait, that's a good thing, though.
Wait, that means times are getting better, guys. That's because Christmas is.
Wait, should we tell them that you're taking this week off?
Yeah, we should tell them that. Okay, so, I think this is more of a happy moment for, everyone who knows who I am. It's probably more of a happy moment for them. But for me, I'm yikes. But anyways, I'm taking a break off from Girl. Not the podcast. This episode will be going up. But I'm taking a break because apparently I work too hard.
She's a workaholic and she deserves a break. She does so much for Girl. So me, because I don't know if I think y'all should know this if you've listened to the episodes, but I'm the operations manager for Girl, and Kaylin is the Amaya's executive assistant and the Pinterest content coordinator, but she's also kind of just been a leader on the team since we started kind of about the same time. And Amaya is our hardworking CEO, and she deserves a week off. And so we're going to try to not run the podcast into the ground.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous, but I think I've talked to everyone and stuff. And I mean, I left them a really long substitute plan thingy. So
we're like, yeah, substitute teachers.
Yeah.
Mrs. McCall, our teacher.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to jump right into our spooky stories. I hope all of you guys get scared. And share with your friends so you can share them too. So.
Okay. Oh, Amaya, wait. I have a question.
What's up?
Are you dressing up for Halloween?
Okay, I have no friends. So I don't know what I'm going to do for Halloween. I was going to dress up as, I'm going to have to bleep this, but I want to be a, I don't know what I'm going to do this. Okay. My dream Halloween costume for this year was a bleep. But all my friends aren't doing
it. I can be Hugh Hefner and you can be a Playboy bunny.
Oh my God.
Have you seen Hugh Hefner's costumes are so funny?
None of my friends, like, I'm definitely, none of my friends are going to hang out with me. So little cousin was like, hey, like, can I come over for Halloween? And like, she just asked her mom. She didn't really just say. I was like, okay, I'll confirm with you. But here's the thing, it's like, she loves horror movies and so do I, but it's like, it's Halloween's on a Saturday. I want to do more fun things. I'm a freshman in high school, so it's like, I gotta loosen up. So yeah, I don't know. So that's, yeah, so I'm probably not gonna do anything this Halloween. Now I'll just wait till like 10 more years until Halloween's on a Friday or Saturday again.
We should do a girl Halloween group costume.
Oh yeah, you did mention that. That'd be so much fun.
My vote is for the Sway Boys. Wouldn't that be so funny? Like, Maya can be Noah Beck, and I'll be Bryce Hall. Okay,
but
anyway.
We could do the Spice Girls. Oh my God.
That'd be fun too. Okay, but spooky stories.
Okay, yeah, sorry. Okay.
Do you want to go first?
Okay, well, yeah, because one of my horror stories are legit two sentences.
Oh.
I know. When I read it, I didn't read the Ouija board one, but this one I read it, and I was like, what the hell? Okay.
Okay.
I finally found my wife the kidney she needed. It took forever to track down everyone she had donated organs to after the crash.
I don't get it. Okay. Wait, I finally found my wife the kidney she needed. It took, what?
It took forever to track down everyone she donated organs to after the crash.
What crash?
Maybe like a car crash or something?
Wait, why is it literally going over my head?
I finally found my wife the kidney she needed. It took forever to track her down. Track down everyone she donated organs to after the crash. I can't speak.
So who has the kidney?
I don't know. Wait, it says, I finally found my wife the kidney she needed. It took forever to track down everyone she donated organs to after the crash. See, what plays in my head is that, like, he went through these people who...
Oh.
Yeah.
But is his wife dead?
See, that's a...
Amaya, that is the stupidest horror story I've ever heard. It doesn't even make sense.
No, it's weird. It's like, I finally found my wife the kidney she needed. It took forever to track down everyone she donated organs to after the crash. And the way it puts me in my head is that he tried to, like, help his wife survive by trying to get her a kidney. Because if she donated organs, lady's dead.
Yeah.
Definitely dead.
That was weird. Okay, mine is 10 times better.
Are you ready? Okay.
So, Once upon a time, there was a girl, a 20-year-old college student named Martha, who went to the University of Georgia.
Ooh.
Yes. This was her first time living in an apartment by herself. And one day she came home after a long day of studying, came home, and just was so exhausted, so wiped, that she just had to go right to sleep. So she got in her bed and fell asleep. The next morning she woke up, and as she was leaving the house to go to her classes, she noticed that the door was unlocked. She's like, that's so weird. I swear I locked the door. I mean, maybe I didn't, because she knew she came in tired and everything. And she just noticed it and thought it was weird. So that night, after another long day of studying in classes, when she came home, she made sure to lock the door. Well, the next morning, she woke up, and as she left her house, the door was unlocked. This time she knew for sure that she had locked the door and knew that something strange was going on. So that night again, and the next night, and the next night, she kept making sure to lock the door and kept waking up with her door unlocked.
Oh, God.
It was, yeah, I know. At that point, it just was too much. So she wanted to see if maybe she was getting up in the night and unlocking the door or sleepwalking or something. So she hid a camera in a pile of laundry by the front door and left it on recording all night. The next morning when she woke up, she knew what she had to do. She got the camera and went straight to the recording and watched it and skipped ahead, but stopped anytime she saw any movement. Well, at about 2 a.m, she saw the door handle start to turn. So she paused the video and played it at normal speed. She saw the door handle open slowly. The door began to open, and in walks the doorman, the one who had keys to every apartment in the building.
So the doorman was just walking up to folks' rooms?
My story's not over, Amaya.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She immediately called the police, as she should have, and told them that the doorman had been coming in her apartment at night. Well, the police came and investigated, and one of them told her, you know, Martha, you look really tired. Would you like to take a nap? We'll stand out behind your door, so we'll make sure no one comes in, because she hadn't gotten good sleep the past nights because she was scared. Martha said, thank you, and she went in to take a nap, and she was thinking. As she lay there, she was thinking about the video. She remembered that she saw the doorman came in, but he never went out. She stepped out of bed and felt an icy hand grip her ankle. The police found the doorman under her bed with a knife and a Polaroid camera.
What the world?
Dun, dun, dun. That's it.
Oh, it's weird. That's a weird story. Yeah. That's so weird.
Creepy.
When did she die?
No, she didn't die.
Oh. Well, that would make the story better.
Maybe she did die. Okay, I'll change the ending. The police found Martha's body next to a puddle of blood and the doorman under the bed with a knife and a Polaroid camera. Dun, dun, dun.
Love that version.
Maya, you creep.
Okay. Good story, Sarah Catherine.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go. So, this is a Ouija board knocks back. That's what it's called.
Okay.
In high school, my friends and I were messing around with an Ouija board one night.
Ouija board.
Shut up. We had done it before and nothing remarkable had ever happened. We usually did it to try and scare each other or our girlfriends. We all thought it was a joke. That night, there was no one else home except the 7 of us, and we were all together around the board. One of the girls there wanted to try it. She had never done it before. This time was different. The board misspelled some of the words the same way every time. It gave answers that seemed really historically accurate to our town, things we neither knew or cared about. Long story short, the spirit claimed it was a 10-year-old boy who had died on the property in the 1800s and was buried there, too, in an unmarked grave. My friend's house was on a farm in the edge of the town. We were all a little freaked out because the board had never been so detailed and consistent. However, we were still skeptical, and we were all assuming one of us was trying to scare the rest. Finally, my friend asked if the spirit could do something to prove he was there with us. It went yes, and then spelled out end, K-N-O-C-K. Did I spell that right? Yeah. Okay. Then the planchette stopped moving. We all just stared at it silently, and then there was a rap, rap, rap on the window right next to us. The lights were on outside, and there's absolutely no one out there. We never touched that effing board again.
Okay, that's kind of creepy.
Yeah, that's...
Have you ever used one of those Ouija boards before?
No, but I want to, but I'm so scared.
I saw some video of some girl who, like, used a Ouija board, and then she said that there was this, like, one spirit or something, and then he was, like, following her. I don't know. It was weird. It's kind of scared me into not doing that kind of stuff. Even I don't even know if I believe in that kind of stuff, but like ghosts and spirits and everything, like I don't even know.
Right?
But it scares me.
Yeah. I mean, you should go outside because you live in Savannah, the most haunted city, and just do it at night. Maybe a spirit.
go to the Civil War cemeteries.
Oh my god, wait, that'd be so scary.
I know. Yeah. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
For how long has this been so far?
We started at 12. I want to say 12, 11, 12, 10. So.
Okay, not bad. So we can get like 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Okay. Are you ready for my next story?
Yes.
All right. So this is a story about a girl who is babysitting. She's a 17-year-old girl, kind of like me. Whoa, crazy. So this girl, her name was Bree, and Bree went to babysit at this huge house. These people were rich, like filthy rich. And their house was the kind of house that you could really get lost in, you know, so many rooms. And so when she arrived, the parents gave her the instructions. It was going to be an easy job. A little girl and a little boy, I think they were both 8. So she was told one thing important. The parents told her just because of the size of the house, and they had, I think, some construction or renovations going on in a few of the rooms. They told her just to stay in the living room and the kids' bedrooms. Once she tucked the kids into bed, that she could just stay in the living room. And so that was fine with her. I mean, she didn't really want to go snooping around anyways. So she put the kids in bed and was excited just to have the rest of the night to chill out. The parents weren't coming home for a couple more hours, so she was going to watch some TV, that kind of stuff. So she's sitting in the living room, and they had this clown statue in the corner of the room, and it was really creeping her out. Like, it was small, but she kept thinking that the eyes were moving or something, and she just hated clowns, terrified of clowns. And so after it just was bothering her so much, she called the dad and was like, "Hey, I really, really hate to do this. It's just a me problem, but I just cannot do clowns." And he's like, "What do you mean?" And she's like, "Oh, sorry. It's just your clown statue is really creeping me out." And he says, "Get the kids. Get out of the house and go to the neighbor's house and call me when you're safe." She said, "What? Why?" He said, "Just get the kids, get out of the house and go to the neighbor's house and call me when you're safe." She said, "Okay, but what is something wrong?" He goes, "We don't have a clown statue." She got the kids out of the house, ran to the neighbor's house and called the dad. Apparently, the two kids had been telling the parents every night or every morning when they woke up that a clown was watching them sleep. But of course, the parents didn't believe them. That night, the clown had been snooping around and didn't have time to go back into one of the other rooms to hide. And so the police arrested him that night after the babysitter got the kids out safe. So it ended happily.
Wow, that's spooky. That's why I'm literally scared to sleep alone. I used to sleep in my parents' room till like I was 8 years old.
Really?
My parents' bed. Yeah. Oh my god, I never told anyone that. But I used to sleep in my parents'
bed. Well, now the whole world knows.
I know.
All the 7 billion people in the world that listen to Girl.
7 billion. That's like legit. People who listen to Girl. That says something.
Well, I'm one of them.
Yeah, we have 1,000 followers and like bleeps out of the 1,000 list. So, okay, I'll say our both of our stories are low key like really spooky. And then,
yeah.
Well, my first story, it went over your head.
It makes sense. Maybe I'm literally stupid. Maybe the listeners will understand it more than me.
Yeah, because I understood it last night. And then today, it's like the way I think it is. I don't think that's the way I'm thinking it is. But it does get you thinking, though. So.
Yeah. Hey, Maya.
What?
I have an idea. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
I think if we get good feedback on this episode, our episode that comes out the week of Halloween should be an OG Team Girl episode where we each bring one spooky story.
Oh my god, yeah, because I know the girls were talking about doing that.
Yeah, so you guys, if you're hearing this, let us know if that would be something you want to hear. If you like this episode, we'll do it.
Yep, and funny story. What was my funny story I was going to tell you? I pranked Sarah last night. That's not a funny story. Wait.
You tried to prank me, but I didn't fall for it.
Oh my god, clearly. No, I pranked her last night, and like, I thought she believed it, but apparently didn't. Oh. You never believe me anymore.
So yeah, sad. Because you prank us like every day that you're gonna leave Girl forever.
I mean, yeah. Okay, well, last night I was being honest and you're being so unserious. Like, you're like,
because you're like, I'm leaving Girl, I'm quitting. Oh, boohoo.
No, I didn't. I didn't say that. I said,
but hey, something good did come out of it. Now you get a break.
Oh, I want a break, but okay.
Well, you were joking, so it doesn't matter.
No, I really will like the work, but whatever.
Should we do the vibes?
Okay, yeah. Do you have anything else you want to
say? Okay, can tell I do them this week?
Oh god, okay.
Okay. Every day I want you to look in the mirror and just look at yourself and admire your beauty and then think, oh wait, I'm not beautiful, I'm ugly. And then you're going to go into the day and just be ugly the whole day. And you can't change it because that's just who you are. But you know what? Embrace yourself. Embrace who you are. Love yourself. Love your ugly. You're ugly, but it's okay. You're going to rock this week. I mean, you might hit rock bottom, but that's still rocking it, right? All right.
Wait. Okay. Everyone, I hope you enjoyed this episode and your vibes. Don't forget to follow us on social media.
Me on Instagram and like my recent and comment on my recent because I like validation.
No, please don't. I hyped her up too much and now I think she's overthinking herself and who she is. And if you look finished to right here, DM the podcast account and you'll win $5. Like legit just $5.
Starbucks.
No, just $5.
Oh. We'll Venmo you $5 if you DM Girl the podcast and say spooky.
Okay, yeah. DM Girl the podcast spooky. I don't have access to the account, but I will find out who did eventually. So Sarah and
all of them. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Guys, peace, love, and girl happiness forever. Amen.
We don't do happiness. What the heck?
Peace, love, and sadness. Amen.
Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Okay. Bye, guys. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.